Week 2, Day 4, on Hearing the Voice of God. Yesterday we saw the importance of obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and I hope you will open your heart to become sensitive to the Spirit's promptings. No matter where you go, to present yourself to the Holy Spirit, to make yourself available to God. And as you go about your day, ask this question: what do you want, Lord? What do you want, Lord? You know, years ago, the Lord taught me that prayer, and I said to him, why doesn't it say, Lord, what do you want? And Jesus said to me, you can't call me Lord until you ask me what I want. Before then, it's just a word. You see, following the promptings of the Holy Spirit is a sign that you are obeying the lordship of Jesus Christ. He's the one that's in charge of your life, not you. So what do you want, Lord? To ask this prayer, no matter what you're doing in your life, what do you want, Lord, as you're at work? What do you want, Lord? When you're at church, what do you want, Lord? Oh my goodness, if you ask the question, what do you want, Lord, and you look around, God will send you to hurting people at church. No matter where you are, God will send you to people if you ask the question, what do you want, Lord? If you do this, the Holy Spirit will begin to prompt you as to what to do. Okay, today we're going to take a look at journaling. I want to give you a very practical tool, a practical tool that you can use to hear the voice of God. In Habakkuk 2:2, Habakkuk is in the Old Testament. Habakkuk 2:2 says this, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so he may run who reads it. Write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so that he may run who reads it. Habakkuk 2:2. Excuse me. Do you know, sometimes I wonder, when we read the prophets of the Old Testament, I wonder in a way if we're not just reading their journals. They're recording their experience of God. We need to do the same. We need to record our experience of God. Now, as we record this, we're going to be able to see that God is speaking to us. And I'll give you more insight into this later on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's review our principles for hearing. God is my Father. My Father has a plan for my life. My Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Okay, the Father wants to make known the plan for your life. And one of the ways he can make it known is by you recording it, you journaling it. I want to give you a couple of recommendations when it comes to journaling. You know what? First, let me stop and say this. Journaling is not a diary. This isn't Dear Diary. Today we went and we did this. I mean, diaries are great. That's wonderful. No. A journal, this is a journal. This is a sacred journal for us. It's a place to record our experience of God, a place to hear from God. I would recommend, when it comes to journaling, you don't have to do this, just recommendation. I would buy a nice journal. Start right off by saying, this is something sacred. I mean, can you use a notebook, a spiral-bound notebook? Of course. Let's not get into legalism here. But I believe that by you spending the money to buy something that's a little bit different, you know, you can go to bookstores and they sell journals. By buying a journal that is something that looks sacred, you're going to treat it as sacred. Buy a journal that's something special to you. Number two, this is very important here. Do not write in the first six pages of your journal. Don't write in those first six pages, because those first six pages are going to serve as an index to you. Number your pages beginning on page 7. So therefore, page 7 will be page 1 of your journal. Your first six pages are going to be your index. You're not going to write on those. Then you're going to start your journaling sessions on page 7, which therefore is page 1. And on page 7, you write page 1. Page 8, page 2, do you understand this? And keep going. Number the pages of your journal. And then set a time and place where you'll not be interrupted. Like any relationship, you want to be totally available and present to God. So set a time, consecrate a time to God. A great time for this to listen to God is in when you go to Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Or another really good time is after communion. Now, as I'm recording this message to you, my children, Rebecca, Elijah, Noah, and Joy, and we've got Micah, and we've got one on the way, none of my younger children have received First Communion yet, but I'm training them now to make a spiritual communion and training them that when they come back from communion, to sit there in silence and listen, because Jesus is really close after communion. So make sure to set a time and a place to be with the Lord, but really, really listen after communion. When you practice journaling, Lectio Divina and the Hows are great tools to use. In the future sessions, we're going to learn how to use letter writing to God and the four keys of hearing God's voice. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at the four keys of hearing God's voice. Boy, is that going to be a powerful tool in your hands. Okay, now let's take a look at the indexing when it comes to journaling. In Isaiah 28, 9 through 10, it says this, "Whom will he teach knowledge, and to whom will the message be explained? Those who are weaned from milk and taken from the breast." If you want to hear from God, you're going to need to grow up. You're going to need to mature. And then here in verse 10, "For it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little." What the prophet is saying here is when God reveals a message, it's line upon line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. It's like a tapestry. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. That's what I want to say. Is God will give us a piece here, a piece here, a piece here. And they're connected, but we don't see the connection. Line upon line, precept on precept. Journaling allows us to make the connection. God will give you a piece of a puzzle today, let's say. Let's say you're doing Lectio Divina and something really jumps out and is speaking to you. Now, Lectio Divina, the H-O-W-S, that's part of sacred revelation, remember? So God is speaking to you through sacred revelation. Something in your Lectio Divina of meditating on scripture really jumps off the page. And then days later, let's say a week later, someone says something to you that has some of the basic same thoughts. And then weeks later, there's a situation that happens in your life, which again has the basic same message that you received 3 weeks before. But here's what happens most of the time. People don't connect those three. We're busy. Our lives are going on. So we had that 3 weeks ago. We're in Lectio Divina. We have that wonderful insight. We re-record it. And then a couple weeks later, somebody says something to us. We record that. And then weeks later, a situation in our life happens. We record it. And my gosh, when we go back and we review our journals, we see there's a connection. You see, God most of the time will speak to us in part. He'll show us a little piece of the puzzle. The other thing, too, that's important about journaling is that many times we can't see connections even when we've written it down. And we can go to our spiritual director. We can go to our prayer community. We can go to our spouse. And we can say, hey, take a look at this. Do you see any connections? Or we can make a connection and say to our spiritual director, our spouse, our prayer community, does this make sense? Is this what God is saying to me? So journaling becomes a great tool also for discernment, to see what God is saying, to make sure that we're seeing clearly what God is saying. So, God is going to give us pieces of puzzles here a little, there a little. We need to record those. What you do after you have your time of prayer, your journaling session, your time of listening to God, is you write down what the Lord has spoken to you in detail. Here's the indexing part. At the end of your journaling session, you say to the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, would you summarize this for me? What are you trying to say to me? Give me just a few words. Just a few words." Notice two things. Number one, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to do this. We're not going to do it. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit. "Holy Spirit, you summarize what you're trying to say to me." And then we're going to go back to our index. Remember those first six pages that I told you not to write on? Now you're going to write on those pages. And you're going to summarize just a few words the Holy Spirit has given you, just a few words of what he's trying to speak to you. You write those few words down and you put the page number. Next step. So let me go back. First step is we're going to ask the Holy Spirit after we've journaled things out, either our Lexio Divina, our hows. We're going to use letter writing, which I'm going to teach you. But the four keys to hearing God's voice is going to be essential tomorrow. We're going to look back. We're going to go in detail at that. We're going to look back, read over, and then say, "Holy Spirit, summarize." That's second step. Third step, now we're going to write in our index the summarization of that. Now here's the next step. Daily, we're going to go back and we're going to review our journaling before we go to sleep. We're going to look back and say, "Lord, what are you speaking to me?" Then weekly, we're going to review our, and guess, oh, I forgot to say this. What are we going to review? We're going to review our index. There's too much in our journal to review that, to go back and read that. So weekly, we're going to review our index and say, "Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Are there any connections here?" Now, I do this on Sunday. It's part of my Sabbath observance, which, by the way, I don't have a whole time to give a teaching on this. But what do you do on Sundays? Is it any different than any other day of the week? Oh, I know, you go to Mass. That's good. Is that all that Sunday, the Sabbath, is? I think we need to look at that again as a church. What is the Sabbath? How are we keeping the Sabbath holy? So part of my Sabbath observance is on Sunday, I go back and I review my index and I say, "Lord, are you saying something to me?" And then monthly, once a month, review your index. For me, I do it on the first Friday of the month. I go back and I review the index. Now you can go back and you can look things up to get clarification if you need in the actual text. So every day you want to be journaling, you try. Now, again, you don't want to get into legalism. Do you need to do this every day? No. No. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. I think most of the time the Holy Spirit will have you do it. Sometimes you don't have the time to do it. Is that okay? You better believe it. Don't burden yourself with this. It's a tool to help set you free to come into the presence of God, to grow in your relationship with God. So daily, if you can, write in your, and then review, then weekly, on Sunday, review the index, then monthly review, and you'll see that there's connections, that God is trying to get your attention, but because we're so busy in life, we don't see that there is a connection. And this will become a practical tool for you. Again, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, "And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so he may run who reads it." I'm telling you, if you begin to write these things down, you'll be able to run in the kingdom of God. A lot of us are crawling in the kingdom of God, hoping we'll get someplace. This will give you the tool to run and to get someplace in the kingdom of God.